Thank you, Dr. Fishy, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Shruti Narayanan. I'm an assistant professor at Clemson University. But today, I'll be presenting one of my PhD research projects, which I conducted at Kansas State University with Dr. Varaprasad, he's here, and Dr. Ruth Welty. And I'll be talking about the role of some lipid species in high temperature stress response in wheat. So, high temperature stress, it's a major environmental factor that limits yield in wheat. For example, high temperatures of 30 to 40 degrees Celsius decrease wheat yields by 50% or more. So that means yield is completely reduced to half or even more. And this high temperature stress is brought about by increases in daytime maximum temperature and increases in nighttime minimum temperature. If we look at these world maps, the upper map shows the changes in daytime maximum temperature over 100 years on the globe, and the lower map shows the changes in nighttime minimum temperature over 100 years on the globe. And the red circles indicate the increases in temperature by 5, 3, or 1 degree Celsius. And here we can see that more regions on the globe were affected by increases in nighttime minimum temperature than increases in daytime maximum temperature. If we look at these graphs, here we can see that over 100 years, daytime maximum temperature increased by 0.88 degrees Celsius, whereas nighttime minimum temperature increased by 1.86 degrees Celsius. Which means that increase in nighttime minimum temperature was greater than the increase in daytime maximum temperature. Climate models predict similar trends for the future also. Therefore, understanding the responses of wheat plants to high day and night temperatures is critical to anticipate the impacts of climate change on wheat production and also to develop appropriate management practices. Cell membranes have long been identified as prime targets of high temperature stress in plants. High temperature stress leads to several changes in the composition and structure of membranes, and it also leads to phase transition of membranes from a comparatively ordered bilayer phase or a fluid phase to a less ordered non-bilayer phase, such as a hexagonal phase, as shown in this picture. And this phase transition is influenced by degree of unsaturation in the membrane lipids. Unsaturation refers to presence of double bonds. And introduction of double bonds introduces bends in the fatty acid chains, which reduces the degree of ordered packing or close packing of lipid molecules within the membranes, as shown in this picture. And therefore, increased level of unsaturation at high temperature stress will increase the tendency of membranes to undergo phase transitions to non-bilayer phases. And this phase transition leads to loss of membrane integrity, which results in membrane leakage and cell death. And all these changes will negatively influence almost all the physiological activities inside the plants, which ultimately result in loss of yield. Therefore, we conducted a study to quantify the effects of high day and night temperatures during flowering on membrane lipid profile, and also to identify the lipids that are associated with high temperature stress response. We used two genotypes, a heat-tolerant genotype, Wendtner, and a heat-susceptible genotype, Cal92. These were the four temperature regimes we used, and high temperature was imposed at the onset of flowering, and it continued for 12 days. Now, let's look at the impact of high temperature stress on yield traits first. And here we have three yield traits: seed set, grain number, and grain yield. The red bars indicate the genotype Cal92, and the blue bars indicate the genotype Wendtner. And here we can see that all these three yield traits significantly decreased under high temperature stress in both genotypes, which shows that Wendtner was not completely tolerant to high temperature stress in terms of these yield traits. But here on the bars, we have marked the percentage changes in terms of these three yield traits under high temperature stress. And if we look at those numbers, we can see that the percentage decline in these three yield traits were greater in case of the susceptible genotype Cal92 compared to the genotype Wendner, which means that Wendner was partially tolerant or greater tolerant to high temperature stress compared to Cal92. Now, the physiological traits. First, let's look at thylakoid membrane damage. And we know that thylakoid membranes are the site of electron transport chain or the light reactions of photosynthesis. And here we can see that all the high temperature stress regimes caused significant damage to thylakoid membranes. And here we can see, as expected, a clear reflection of this change on photosynthetic rate. So photosynthesis significantly decreased under high temperature stress in both genotypes. So these results showed that the genotype Wendner, again, did not show tolerance to high temperature stress in terms of these two yield traits. Now, the third trait is reactive species content. Reactive species include reactive oxygen species and reactive nitrogen species. And these reactive species cause significant oxidative damage in cells and tissues under high temperature stress conditions. So higher the amount of reactive species, the more is the damage. And one major oxidative damage in cells and tissues is the peroxidation happening to lipids. And melanthialdehyde, or MDA, is the product of that lipid peroxidation. Therefore, quantification of MDA is an indirect way to quantify oxidative damage. And here we can see that reactive species and MDA significantly increased under HN, HD, and HDN in case of the susceptible genotype Cal92. At the same time, the genotype Wendner was able to maintain the basal level of reactive species and MDA under high temperature stress, which shows that Wendner showed tolerance to high temperature stress in terms of reactive species and MDA contents. Now, let's look at the changes in membrane lipid profile under high temperature stress. And first, let's look at the changes in unsaturation index. Here we calculated unsaturation index using this formula. So higher the unsaturation index, the more is the number of double bonds and greater is the degree of unsaturation. And here I have shown six major lipid classes which showed the most prominent changes in case of unsaturation index under high temperature stress. And here we can see that both genotypes reduced unsaturation index under high temperature stress. This may be an adaptation mechanism to high temperature stress by decreasing the degree of unsaturation in membrane lipids and thereby maintaining the optimal fluidity and integrity of membranes under high temperature stress. Now, let's see how these genotypes achieved a lower level of unsaturation under high temperature stress conditions. Here we can see the changes in case of some major plastidic lipid classes, which are marked here. And on the x-axis, we have individual lipid species, and on the y-axis, we have their amounts. The four temperature regimes are marked by four different colors on the bars. And the letters H and L indicate whether the amount of that particular lipid species was higher or lower in case of Wendner compared to Cal92 at that particular temperature regime. And here we can see that the saturated species 32.0 and the less unsaturated species 34.1 increased under high temperature stress, and the highly unsaturated species 36.6 and 36.5 decreased under high temperature stress in both genotypes. And here, 32.0 lipids means lipids that include two 16:0 acyl chains. And 34.1 lipids means lipids that include an 18:1 acyl chain and the 16:0 acyl chain. Similarly, 36.6 and 36.5 lipids include 18:3 acyl chains. So here we can say that lipid species that included 16:0 acyl chain and 18:1 acyl chain increased under high temperature stress, whereas lipid species that included 18:3 acyl chains decreased under high temperature stress. Now, let's look at the changes in extraplastidic lipid species. Here also we can see a very similar trend as the trend we observed in case of plastidic lipid species in the previous slide. So here also we can see that saturated species 32.0 And the less unsaturated species 34.1 increased under high temperature stress, and the highly unsaturated species 36.6 and 36.5 decreased under high temperature stress in case of both genotypes. Or in other words, the lipid species that included 16:0 or 18:1 increased, and the lipid species that included 18:3 acyl chains decreased under high temperature stress in both genotypes. So these results suggested that these genotypes achieved a lower level of unsaturation under high temperature stress by two mechanisms, either by decreasing the amount of highly unsaturated fatty acid chains or by increasing the amount of saturated acyl chains or the less unsaturated acyl chains such as 16:0 or 18:1. Now, while there was a decline in the amount of 18:3 acyl-containing plastidic and extraplastidic lipid species, there was an associated increase in case of 18:3 acyl-containing tags. And in literature, tags have been reported as recycled lipids, and active recycling of 18:3 acyl chains happen in tags. And here we can see that all these 18:3 acyl-containing tags increased threefold or more under HD and HDN in case of both genotypes. These tags might have synthesized from the 18:3 acyl chains released from the membrane lipids, and that suggests a possible role of tags in high temperature stress response by sequestering the 18:3 acyl chains from the membrane lipids and thereby decreasing the degree of unsaturation in membrane lipids, and thereby maintaining the optimal fluidity or integrity of membranes under high temperature stress. Now, we also identified certain novel lipid species or some previously unannotated lipid species which were highly responsive to high temperature stress in wheat. And those were the lipids which are shown here. And these were phospholipids containing acyl chains with odd numbers of carbons. And here we can see that all these odd chain phospholipids significantly increased under high temperature stress in both genotypes. Now, the sterolipids ASG and SG. These sterolipids ASG and SG function as membrane components or storage form of sterols, transporters, or as signaling molecules. And SGs in literature have been reported as lipids which has a condensing effect on membranes and which helps the membranes to reduce its tendency to go or to do the phase transitions to non-bilayer phases. And in here, we can see that all these SG species and the saturated species of ASG significantly increased under high temperature stress in both genotypes. And interestingly, the amount of all the SG species and the saturated species of ASG were significantly higher in case of Wendtner compared to Carl 92. And in our study, we had a total of 165 lipid species detected. And when we did a random forest analysis on all these 165 lipid species to detect the major lipid species that differentiated the two genotypes, all these SG species were ranked among the top 50. And these results suggested that SG species may be potential biomarkers for high temperature tolerance in wheat, which needs to be verified by using more number of genotypes in future studies. Now, the oxlipids. Oxlipids are lipids which include oxidized acyl chains. They can be produced by the action of lipoxygenase or by the action of reactive oxygen species. And here, these were the major oxlipids we detected in our study. And here we can see that all these oxlipids significantly increased under high day and night temperature conditions in case of the susceptible genotype Carl92. At the same time, the genotype Wendtner was able to maintain the basal level of oxlipids under HD and HDN. This result is consistent with the result we observed in case of reactive species content in one of the previous slides. And there we saw that the amount of reactive species significantly increased under high temperature stress conditions in case of the susceptible genotype CAL92. And at the same time, the tolerant genotype Ventnor was able to maintain the basal level of reactive species content under high temperature stress. So collectively, these results suggest that the susceptible genotype CAL92 suffered from a greater degree of oxidative damage compared to the tolerant genotype Ventnor. And if oxlipids are potential biomarkers for high temperature susceptibility, and if we are able to identify or devise a quick assay method such as a 96 well plate assay method to detect and quantify oxlipids, that would be a quick assay, screening method to screen for high temperature susceptibility in wheat. And that would be especially useful if you have a huge breeding population of thousands of lines and if you want to rule out the heat susceptible genotypes from your population. Now, we also did some correlation analysis among all the 165 lipid species we had in our study. And we found certain lipid groups which included lipids which were highly correlated each other. And 13 such lipid groups with correlation coefficient greater than 0.8 are shown by blue and red lines on this dendrogram. And these lipid groups included lipids which could be called as co-occurring lipids, because these lipids went up and down together through time under high temperature stress conditions. And these lipid groups reflected metabolic relationships, because the lipids included in specific groups were acted on by the same enzyme or enzymes. For example, group 4 included PC species which were produced by the action of fatty acid desaturase 3, which converts 18:2 acyl chains to 18:3 acyl chains. And this group also included PI and PE species, which were produced by the acyl editing of this PC species. Another example is here. Group 13 included SG species, which were produced by the action of UDPG sterol glycosyl transferases. And another example is here. Group 9 included oxlipids, which were produced by the action of lipoxygenase or reactive oxygen species. And collectively, our research suggested that lipids which experience coordinated metabolism can be detected through the analysis of lipid co-occurrence under high day and night temperature stress conditions. Coming to conclusions. High temperature resulted in changes in membrane lipid composition and it decreased degree of unsaturation in wheat. And this decrease in lipid unsaturation levels was predominantly due to decrease in 18:3 fatty acids and increases in 18:1 or 16:0 fatty acids. High temperature increased the amounts of 18:3 acyl-containing tags, suggesting a possible role of tags in high temperature stress adaptation by sequestering the 18:3 fatty acids from membrane lipids. High temperature increased the amounts of phospholipids containing acyl chains with odd numbers of carbons in both genotypes, suggesting that these lipids may be important analytes to target in wheat stress responses. SGs and oxlipids may be potential biomarkers for heat tolerance and susceptibility under high day and night temperatures. And finally, co-occurring lipids under high day and night temperatures represent lipid groups that experience coordinated metabolism. Now, the results I presented so far were based on the lipid changes in leaf tissues. And we also analyzed the changes in the membrane lipid profile of pollen grains of wheat under high day and night temperature conditions. And we are presenting those results as a poster, and the session date and time is today at 4 p.m. And our poster number is 726, and I'd like to invite all of you to our poster. I hope to see you there. And as a follow-up of our current work, we are interested in the identification of genes and regulatory elements with differential expression under high temperature stress in the tolerant and susceptible genotypes. This study is currently underway. It's an RNA-seq study. We are done with the data analysis and we need to interpret the results. Now, finally, we are interested in targeted breeding for high temperature tolerance utilizing the identified mechanisms and traits associated with high temperature tolerance. With that, I'd like to thank you all, and I would be happy to take any questions you might have. Okay. Yes.
Metal ion toxicity may be attributable to reactive oxygen species and perhaps reactive nitrogen species.
Mm-hmm.
It might be possible to increase the sensitivity of temperature screening by the introduction of toxic metal ions. Toxic metal ions are toxic in proportion to the standard electrode potential of the ion,
okay,
which is a measure also of the pro-oxidant activity of the metal ion. By combining various temperatures and assaying for metal toxicities, you might very well find a synergistic effect.
Okay.
I'm groping for some research ideas here, but I think
okay,
there's some real possibilities. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your talk.
Okay, thank you. And that's a good idea. Yes, that's a good research question. That's true.
All right, that's great.
Okay, thank you.